This is JIS News. Coming up, UDC pulls in over $1 billion from sale of six of its properties. No increase in property tax for the 2015-2016 fiscal year, and job placements secured for registered apprenticeship program. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Now the news. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has announced that it has closed sale on six of its properties for a total of $1.3 billion. The properties are the Mahogany, Forum and Oceana Hotels, the Machado Complex, Jamintel Building and Lot 21 in downtown Kingston. The Mahogany Hotel has been sold to a private developer for $240 million. The Forum Hotel to Portmore Marine Development for $350 million. Oceana Hotel to a Jamaican-Canadian consortium for $385 million, and the Machado Complex to HeartTrust NTA for $104 million. The Jamintel Building has been sold to the Ministry of Transport and Works for $150 million, and Lot 21 in downtown Kingston sold to Grace Kennedy for $75 million.
From those divestments will come the creation of jobs at different levels. So we are of the view that they will make a huge impact on the economy, not just of Kingston, the national economy, and on the unemployment statistics.
Chairman of the UDC, Senator Katie Knight. He was speaking at a media briefing on Tuesday. The UDC chairman says in line with policy, 75% of monies collected from divested properties will be spent on capital projects. There will be no increase in property tax rates in the next fiscal year. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, gave the assurance in Parliament Tuesday. He was addressing speculation in the media about the supposed intentions of the government to increase property tax.
Property tax notices will be sent to individual landowners in the next few weeks, informing them of the charges for the next fiscal year.
Dr. Phillips is urging taxpayers to make payments early, noting that property tax is an important revenue source for local government operations, such as garbage collection and street lighting. President of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, William Mahfood, is urging accountants to contribute to improving tax compliance on the island. Addressing a media briefing Monday to announce the planned activities for the 50th anniversary celebration of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Jamaica, ICAJ, Mr. Mahfood said the organization and its members can play a greater role in this regard. Mr. Mahfood's call follows reports that the country failed to meet its revenue targets up to December 2014, with corporate tax and personal income tax cited as two areas that contributed to the low inflows.
At a recent EPAC meeting, there were discussions around January's numbers being on target, and that is positive. But I believe that we have, as a country, come to the realization that we need to bring more people into the tax net, companies, individuals, and to some extent, professionals.
The ICAJ's anniversary observance is with the theme, Building on Our Gains, Charting Our Future. Activities include an outreach project dubbed Nesta's Rock on February 21 in honor of late reggae icon Robert Nesta Marley. And at least 500 apprentices, ranging from unskilled persons to those with degrees, are projected to be engaged in the Registered Apprenticeship Program, RAP, for the current fiscal year. The number will increase to over 2,000 by the end of the 2015-2016 financial year. The program equips young job seekers with academic qualifications and an opportunity to enter the labor market.
We have already secured placements in areas including education, agriculture, construction, business, information technology, animation, motor vehicle mechanics, and the impending logistics hub. By the end of this month, 168 apprentices will be placed in high schools island-wide and trained as laboratory technicians under the supervision of HART instructors with the responsibility for maintaining the laboratory equipment in those schools.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The Registered Apprenticeship Program is being implemented by the Ministry of Education through the HeartTrust NTA. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.